27 migrant strawberry packers in Greece, unpaid for 6 months, were shot by their employer when they asked to be paid. That's why international solidarity matters.
Vote for blind workers.
Have some vision.
Change your decision.
We want everybody coming back safely, getting back to work.
What kind of sacrifices do you make working these hours on Saturdays and Sundays?
It's sickening. They've got no idea what it's like for people who go to work on weekends and have to work overnight and what it takes for them to make ends meet.
From 7am, Monday, May 1st, tune in to hear from diverse community activists as we talk solidarity and resistance in celebration of May Day 2017.
We will be there to support you all along, and we thank you very much for your commitment, and we will have a victory.
Right here on 3CR Radio. Very good morning to you. Black Betty here with you for this May Day special. Hope you've been enjoying the programming over the last couple of hours. It started at 7 this morning, as you would have heard, because you've been tuning in, right? Right here on 3CR, also streaming live at www.3cr.org.au. Black Betty's my name. I'm here for the next half hour, and coming up on the program today, we're going to take a black perspective, a look at the history of black wages, stolen wages, we should say, we should really call them, because that's exactly what happened. They were stolen, along with a lot of other things in our communities from Aboriginal and Islander people. But today we'll be talking about the history of Indigenous wages in Queensland. And that's right, it's quite a steep history. And a lot of, all of my grandparents, their parents, my mother, my aunties, my uncles, they're all denied their wages. So there's a repatriation scheme underway. We'll hear more about that coming up very soon on this Black Betty special, on this May Day special right here on 3CR Radio 855 AM. It's about 2 minutes past nine, 14 degrees outside. Today, a little bit overcast outside. I didn't know whether to put my raincoat on or not. A few clouds hovering over above. But whatever you're doing out there, hope you are relaxed, enjoying our broadcast right here at 3CR of our May Day special. I've got a very special song to start off with, and I think it's quite appropriate for us mob for this next half hour, and some of the other songs I'll play for you as well. But this one is from one of my favourite bands, and coming up soon, you're going to be hearing from my mum, China. That's right. We're going to be speaking with her all about the history of stolen wages in Queensland, because my mum, she's a member of the task force, the government task force to represent Aboriginal and Islander people in this matter. And just going back to the Warumpi Band, it takes me back to the time. Must have been 1985. Barunga, which is up in the Northern Territory, up near Katherine. You might know where that is, Barunga Aboriginal Community. It's a beautiful place. I lived up there for a little while. And I remember that Warumpi Band came one night, and they played in the local town hall, and they were the support act for Midnight Oil, you know, as you do. And after the concert, my mama, she made me get a photo with GR from Warumpi Band, and I remember being ever so shame and embarrassed and go, oh, Mum, don't make me. But you know what? I'm so glad I got that photo with that gentleman now, because very happy memories. I think I've got shame all over my face in that photo. It should be proud, though, having my photograph with that fella. Anyway, I'm going to hand you over now to that man himself and his band. And this song, very appropriate. It's called Sit Down Money, which is what a lot of us black fellas tend to get. It can be good or bad for us, but this song now, Warumpi Band, Sit Down Money.
There's no job for my brother, and there's no job for my sister, and there's no job for any of us, and there's no job for any others. I wanna get sit down money, sit down money. I'm gonna get sit down money, sit down money. Some people work for the government, got a modern car and the house to rent.
We've been working for the government. They pay us wages as an accident. Talking about sit down money, sit down money. I'm gonna get sit down money, sit down money. Waiting for sit down money. What about my money? Fighting over sit down money, crying over sit down money. It's the funny. I'm living on sit down money. And there's no job for my sister. And there's no job for any of us. And there's no job for any others. I wanna get sit down money, sit down money. I'm gonna get sit down money, sit down money. You want sit down money, apply for sit down money. Funny. Living on sit down money.
I feel the only thing standing between us falling off that precipice and actually fighting our way back up the top of the hill is the trade union movement. I really believe that. We have the numbers, we have the commitment, we have the heart, we have the will to really fight. And the only way we're going to win that fight is to grow the union movement.
That was Jed Carney talking up union. Stay tuned to 3CR for more union news. 8:55 on your AM dial or 3cr.org.au. Which side are you on?
Right here on 3CR Radio, 8:55 AM. It's about 12 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Monday morning. Happy May Day. Hey, look out, 1st of May, a little pinch and a little punch in the ever nicest possible way is what I'm trying to say on this day, 1st of May. And coming up in just a moment, my mum is going to be joining me. Her name is China Hegarty. And something that we really do need to discuss today on this May Day, we're going to be talking about stolen wages out of Queensland and the history of Indigenous wages. So basically from about the late 19th century for the greater part of the 20th century, the Queensland government and those protectors up there who were protecting our missions, they basically had all control over the lives of Aboriginal and Islander people at that time. And my people, my family, were subjected to the Protection Acts. Part of this Protection Act included the control over my family's wages and savings, meaning that they did work for free and they didn't get paid for it, which wouldn't happen in this day and age, would it? I'm very lucky right now to be joined by my mum, China Hegarty, who's also a member of the Queensland Task Force for Stolen Wages. Mum, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Kerry Lee.
Hello, Mum. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, fine, thank you.
Yeah, how's the weather up there in Rocky? We should say you're up there in Rockhampton, eh, in Queensland today?
Yeah, hot as usual.
Is it? How hot, like, hot, eh?
20s? Oh, well, no. No, but 25, I think, something like that.
Oh, true. Oh, it's cold down. It's 14 here, Mum.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's freezing. All right, so we're on air now, Mum. So today's May Day. So, you know, May Day is, I didn't know too much about it, to be honest, Mum, but it's all about workers' rights. And I thought, what a good opportunity to talk about, I guess, the past injustices done to blackfellas in Queensland with their wages, that they were stolen from them in the past. And so I just thought I'd get you on to have a little bit of a chat about that. And I was looking on the website this morning, Mum, and I saw Aunty Sandra Morgan's featured on the website as Aunty Sandra Morgan, along with a lot of other aunties, worked as domestics up in Cherbourg Mission, eh?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And that's something you did as well, Mum?
Yes, in the girls' dormitory. We were all maids as well. We cleaned the dormitories and helped with all the house chores.
Yeah.
You know, it includes washing, cleaning, ironing, scrubbing floors. But because we were so young too, it was only like 11 and 12-year-olds, you know, doing all the domestic work of the girls' dormitories.
Yeah.
And the boys were doing the same thing over in the boys' dormitory.
True.
And we were never given any pay or anything like that. Any recognition.
Would you get anything, Mum?
It was until later on in our lives. And there was many thousands of people in Queensland who applied for wages that owed to us from when we were children.
That's right, eh?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm part of the task force, so...
And what's your role as part of the task force? That's not an easy job, eh, Mum?
No. Mm. I'm a member of the task force, the ministerial appointments. Mm. And there's 10, I think, people on the task force. So and they wanted people who, you know, were experienced in that area and who were subjected to that... that phase of Aboriginal history, which many of us were. And we fought for justice for the people who didn't have any wages given to them. So they're part of the reparations program is to... return some money.
Yeah,
I know it's not all of it, but some people were compensated for stolen wages in Queensland. But it not only happened in Queensland; it happened in North Australia.
That's right.
When Aboriginal people were contracted out by the government to as a labour force, and the only pay they got was in rations, which was food, tobacco, and you know this is all documented in their contract. So they were sent from the missions by the government out to stations to work as stockmen and housemaids. And they never ever got anything under their board and a bit of tobacco. So, but at the moment, currently, there's a class action underway in Queensland, and a lot of those people who were didn't get any wages have joined that class action with a private legal firm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good news. But, Mum, it's not good news for those people that we've lost along the way, isn't it? Because they wouldn't get compensated. Do their families get compensated if their loved ones passed away?
No, because one of the criteria for the what we came up with as the task force was that they had to be alive in 2001 because of the amount of compensation that was set aside by the Queensland government, which was only $21 million. So that came out of the welfare fund, what they call the welfare fund.
Oh, okay, and the Aborigines Welfare Fund, I think, I'm reading that in now, was set up in 1943 for the general benefit of Aboriginal people. Is that right, Mum?
Yes, that's right. But I think the class action is saying that there's more money there and people should have the right to access that money before there's a class action going on. But getting back to the reparations program, that's all the Queensland government allocated for the stolen wages just to pay out a couple of thousand people for stolen wages. So
and that was a $21 million, was it, Mum?
Yeah, but it didn't amount to much.
No, it's not much, is it? No. And I'm not going to ask how much. We're not going to even go there. But it's not nearly enough, is it, compared to the work, and not only the work that you did, but the horrendous, atrocious conditions in which you had to live and work in the girls' dormitory, eh?
Well, yes, that's right. But going back to my grandfather, he worked for 65 years and he didn't get anything.
That's just horrible. That's really sad, Mum. Hey, how does that make you feel that Grandfather Bumper Hegarty?
Total injustice for our old people who built this country, who built this state, or to help build especially in the cattle industry, the communities. My grandfather was a carpenter, and he was a carpenter for 65 years, and he was never paid the right wages.
What about my other grandfather there, your father, Grandfather Jack O'Chin there? Is that the same with Grandfather O'Chin?
No, because he was employed by the government.
Oh, okay.
As a house parent, him and his wife, house parents of the boys' dormitory. So,
but that's a rare instance, really, isn't it?
I'm not really sure about what happened to him because... his other children, after that
side
of things, yeah.
That's right, eh? Look, we might go to a song, Mum, and we're going to put you back on hold and then we'll come and have a bit more of a yarn after the song. Is that all right with you there?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. We'll play a song. We'll go to a song now and we'll be speaking with you in just a moment. That's my mum, China Hegarty, 22 minutes past 9 o'clock. You're listening to 3CR Radio, a very special May Day special.
Union makes us strong. Touch one, touch all. United we stand, divided we fall. Touch one, touch all. United we stand, divided we fall. Stand by me, I'll stand by you. Defiant, determined, seek out the truth. Shore up the picket, sisters and brothers, join in the union, there's strength in our numbers. Touch one, touch all. United we stand, divided we fall. Touch one, touch all. United we stand, divided we fall. You get what you fight for, you fight for what you need. Only together can we stop the greed. Looking out for the poor, caring for the needy. The workers united will never be defeated. Touch one, touch all. United we stand, divided we fall. Touch one, touch all. United we stand, divided we fall. Fight for your rights, there's no other way. Come one, come all, come seize the day. Fight for what's right in one voice that speaks of freedom, of justice, democracy. Touch one, touch all. United we stand, divided we fall. Touch one, touch all. United we stand, divided we fall. Touch one, touch all. United we stand, divided we fall. Touch one, touch all. United we stand, divided we fall. Touch one, touch all. United we stand, divided we fall. Touch one, touch all. United we stand,
divider we fall.
You're listening to 3CR Radio. That's Touch One, Touch All, the Gorillaz on your radio this morning right here in Melbourne. A very special May Day program, not only for this half hour, but all day. We started at 7 o'clock this morning with the Monday Breakfast May Day special with Matt, Jess and Jacob. And we also heard from Giselle from Women on the Line. And coming up after this program, James McKenzie will be on your radio with May Day Now. And he'll be exploring workers' issues from an LGBTQI perspective with a special guest, Liz Taylor, coming up on the program and some very special archives. And you'll also hear from Roz Ward as well. But in the meantime, right here on this program, the Black Betty May Day special, we're yarning with my mum, China Hegarty, and we're talking about the Queensland stolen wages. And as mum mentioned a little earlier, this happened not only in Queensland, but also right across Australia, including right here in Victoria, where Aboriginal people were denied wages. Mum, are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm.
Yeah, lovely to speak with you. When you're speaking with, I guess, some of your brothers and sisters, and you would be speaking to a lot of people in your role in the task force for the stolen wages up there in Queensland, are people happy with what they've got, or they're just not very happy with the deal that they've been dealt, eh, with this reparation scheme?
Totally disillusioned with the government
process. Yeah, yeah. And that doesn't make your job easy, eh?
No, it doesn't. Mm. It doesn't at all.
No.
But I can't talk too much about what the task force.
Yeah. No, that's all right.
You know, this all came about, don't forget, with extensive research done by Dr. Rosalind Kidd.
Oh, okay. And what did Rosalind do?
Mm. She done research on stolen wages.
Oh, wow.
And she then. The people, committee set up in Brisbane to take the government to court. That's when it all started.
Wow.
Then the union, workers' union, got involved to assist us to get the proper wages.
Oh, that's good.
But then
yeah.
There was a lump sum which wasn't. But a lot of people are still disillusioned about the amount that the government offered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is understandable why some people might want to go down the path of the class action, hey, to get what they really owed and deserved.
Yes, a lot of people have joined the class action.
Yeah.
It's currently in the federal court now, getting heard.
So, oh, there you go. We shouldn't comment too much about that then, eh? Look out.
No, I don't. I don't know how long it will take. They couldn't give us the time frame, but there is a process going on.
Mm. Well, hopefully it's sooner rather than later that people are compensated for their work. Just take us back, Mum. I know that you grew up in the girls' dormitory at Cherbourg Mission alongside your brother and sister there. What was an average day like? When you were forced to work under these conditions, you'd wake up super early, and start cleaning.
Super early, four a.m.
Oh, what? 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had to get wood. You know, everyone had their different tasks.
Yeah.
Of course.
What was yours, Mum?
But some of the things were like, like just go outside in the cold. We never had any shoes or dressing gowns or anything like that in those days. We had to go out and get the wood, make the fire ready for breakfast, get all the stoves fired up, four big stoves, help with cooking the breakfast, set all the tables.
That's a lot of work. It was just all day, eh?
This was... Sorry?
It was just you just worked all day, hey?
No, this was before school. We went to school.
Oh.
We had to go to school.
Oh, okay.
If we weren't on those duties, we'd have to scrub the big wooden floors all on our hands and knees, do washing, hang washing out, fold washing up, Yeah.
Oh, I think I've heard enough, eh? Too sad, Mum. Too sad. We've run out of time, though. Eh? That went quick, didn't it, Mum?
Yeah, that's right. But, yeah. You know, I'd like to say that, you know, the younger generation should give thought to what our old people went through. And, you know, pay homage to all the elderly people because they're the ones that paved the way for the younger generation to... for them to get good education, good wages, and so they didn't have the same fate. So they don't have to suffer the same fate.
That's right.
Same fate as we did.
Yeah. All right, Mum. We're going to have to leave it there. I'm sorry. Is there anything else you'd like to say, just quickly, or that's about it, eh?
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
And just hello to all the Murrays and Currys anywhere who's listening to this program.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Mum. I'll call you after lunch, eh? I'll call you a bit later on. Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you so much for telling us all about it. Love ya.
Bye.
Love ya. Bye, Mum. Right here on 3CR Radio, 29 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Coming up next, James McKenzie on your radio with a very special workers' issues program from an LGBTQI perspective with special guest Liz Tyler coming up next right here on 3CR. This is Black Betty. I'll see you next time. See you later.
Doesn't really matter how old you are or what sex you are or where you work, you know, you should be standing up for your rights. You have a situation where employers can come along with an agreement that actually does undermine award conditions, but in a way that can still pass a legal test.
With you by my side.
Our members do the job not just because they want to get paid, but because they're committed to the work, but they're exploited in that.
So we're fighting for what is fair.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.